This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Salmonella is a common infection that's usually caused by eating raw or undercooked foods. However, approximately 74,000 cases each year are caused by persons having close contact with certain types of reptiles or amphibians. Dr. Linda Capewell is an EIS officer with CDC's Division of Foodborne and Mycotic Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss ways to prevent becoming infected with salmonella. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda, what animals are most likely to transmit salmonella to humans?
Animals to remember are birds, especially young birds or chicks, reptiles like turtles and snakes, and especially amphibians such as frogs, which was the case in our most recent salmonella outbreak.
What types of interactions with these animals can lead to salmonella?
Well, there's two types of interactions to be concerned about. First is when people are coming in contact with a reptile or a frog, especially in young children. They're either putting it up to their mouth or they're just not washing their hands properly after contacting these animals. The second is when people tend to wash these aquariums in the kitchen, and as a result, they're contaminating their food in these food prep areas.
If a person has one of these animals as a pet, what precaution should they take to avoid salmonella infection?
Well, it's really best to keep young children under 5 away from these types of animals or their habitats, as well as those with weakened immune systems, because they're more likely to become seriously infected with this illness. And also, for those that do have these animals in their homes, it's important to remember to wash your hands really well after touching a reptile or frog or touching their environment or habitat. And also, for those people that have these animals in their homes, we recommend that you wash the aquarium or tank outside the home, and especially not in a food prep area like your kitchen sink, because you can contaminate your food.
What are the symptoms of salmonella?
So most people infected with salmonella have diarrhea, fever, and stomach pain, and usually develops within 12 hours to 3 days after they're infected with salmonella.
How is the condition treated?
Most people can recover without treatment, but for those that have severe infections, they may have to be hospitalized, and if so, they'll probably have to be treated with IV fluids and antibiotics.
Linda, where can listeners get more information about salmonella and ways to prevent it?
They can go to our website at www.cdc.gov/salmonella.
Thanks, Linda. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Linda Capewell about ways to avoid becoming infected with salmonella. Remember, if you have a reptile or amphibian as a pet or come in contact with one anywhere, practicing basic hygiene techniques can decrease your chances of becoming infected with salmonella. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.